bow with me, please.
Our most gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time so thankful for everything that you give to us each and every day. We thank you for this opportunity we have to come together and worship you this morning. We ask you to please be with Brother Vincent as he leads this song service, and the other leaders who are singing. Help us to really take to heart the things that are mentioned in these songs and the things that are read and prepared this morning. Lord, please help us to soak that all in and to do everything this morning that in a manner that's pleasing unto you. Lord, we ask you to please be with all those who are sick and afflicted at this time, all those who are mentioned in the announcements, and all those throughout the country who need your help. Lord, we ask you to please return them to their much-wanted health, if it be your will. Lord, we ask you to also be with the Terry and Ruff family and the Munden family as they go through this time of grieving and their time of loss. Help them to find strength and hope and comfort in your word, and help them to cherish the loving memories they had of their Christian family members and brethren that we had here at Olson Park. Lord, we thank you for the elders of this congregation. We ask that you please guide them in shepherding this congregation and helping us to do things that are always pleasing to you and always according to your word. Most of all, dear Lord, we thank you so much for your Son, who you sent to this earth to live the perfect life and give a perfect example and die on that cruel cross at Calvary so that we might have remission of our sins. Dear Lord, please forgive us of our sins. Be with us on through this service. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
This morning, for our song service, we're going to be singing psalms. And what I'm planning on doing is we're going to read the psalm, and then we're going to sing the psalm. I think it's important, if we were to read the whole psalm, some of the songs that we sing that are psalms are based on like a verse here or a verse there. But often in the Jewish religious system, in the synagogue, they may mention, read one verse, but then they meant the whole context of that psalm. And so if you would listen to the words of David in Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I will lift my soul. O my God, I will in you I will trust. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none of those who wait for you will be ashamed. Those who deal treacherously without cause will be ashamed. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and your loving kindness, for they have been from the old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions according to your loving kindness. Remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth to those who keep his covenant with his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. His soul will abide in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. My eyes are continually toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Look upon my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with violent hatred. Guard my soul and deliver me. Do not let me be ashamed, for I take refuge in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. In the supplement, number 104. Let us sing. unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Yea, let that wait on thee be ashamed. Not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Remember not the sins of my youth. Remember not the sins of my youth. Shame, let not my enemies triumph over me.
Let us look at the 23rd Psalm. Read the 23rd Psalm. Once again, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for You're with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. From the big book, let's sing number 375. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want.
No soul, the Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me in pastures green. And thy rod.
Let's read the 27th Psalm. The 27th Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple. For in the day of trouble, He will conceal me in His tabernacle. In the secret place of His tent, He will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me. And I will offer in His tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Be gracious to me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me or forsake me, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a level path because of my foes. Do not deliver me over to the desire of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have been despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. And let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Sing number 17 in the supplement.
No, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? And He is my strength, the defense of my life, whom shall I fear? Have mercy, O Lord, and answer my cry. Help. the God of salvation. Turn not away. Wait, wait, oh, wait on the Lord. Be strong and take courage. Wait on the Lord. Wait, wait, oh, wait on the Lord. Be strong and take courage. Yes, wait on the Lord. Oh, Lord, lead me now in thy path straight and even. Teach me thy way. I will not despair. Thy goodness sustains me. Teach me thy way. To dwell in his house all the days of my life. This shall I seek. And oh, to behold the Lord in his beauty. This shall I seek. Wait, wait, oh, wait on the Lord. Be strong and take courage. Wait on the Lord. Wait, wait, oh, wait on the Lord. Be strong and take courage. Yes, wait on the Lord.
Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Beast and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth. Young men and maidens together, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord. Let's sing number 2. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. Oh, so.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, O ye heaven of heavens, and ye floods above the sky. Let them praise his gift, Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. Let them praises give Jehovah. They were made at his command. Them forever he established. His decree shall ever stand. From the earth, oh, praise Jehovah. All ye floods, ye dragons all, fire and hail and snow and vapors, stormy winds that hear him call. Let them praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. All ye fruitful trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly, kings of earth and all ye people, princes, great earth's judges all, praise his name, young men and maidens, aged men and children small. Let them praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted far above the earth and sky.
Psalm 19. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Number 439, Psalm 19.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the
Each time we come together, we offer an opportunity for an invitation, a time that we might recognize our own failings and maybe need the prayers and the help of the church, or it might be that you have never named the name of Christ for salvation. There are some people that believe that their sins are too numerous to forgive, and as was mentioned in class, sometimes the most difficult thing is for us to forgive ourselves, but one of the easiest things is for God to forgive us of our sins. The final psalm is Psalm 51. It is a psalm and a prayer of David when he was confronted with sin. And to show the grievous nature of the sin that he committed, that with Bathsheba and then murdering her husband, two of the greatest sins against the law for which there was no sacrifice. Similar to the people in Acts chapter 2 when they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They were convicted of murder, and there was no sacrifice that could forgive murder. David committed two sins for which there was no sacrifice that could absolve him of his sin, that of adultery and that of murder. And here is his prayer to God, Psalm 51. "Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me of my sin, for I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me." David couldn't forgive himself. It was always before him. "Against you, you only have I sinned and done that what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. Before I was brought forth in iniquity and in sin my mother conceived me, behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with the willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. Then my tongue will joyfully sing your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, that my mouth may be declare your praise. For you do not delight in the sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. By your favor do good to Zion, build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the righteous sacrifices and burnt offering and whole burnt offerings. Then young bulls will be offered on your altar. The grievous sin that he committed, there was no sacrifice, and all he could do was go to God in humble, a contrite spirit, and ask for his mercy and his grace anyway. He knew that there was nothing he could do. In the same way, there's nothing you and I can do to make up for our past transgressions, just as David. But there is one thing that God has always been, and that is merciful. And if you will humble yourself before God and be a contrite spirit and follow his commands, you can have this avenue of prayer as David had. If you have not yet named Jesus as the Christ and been baptized for the remission of your sins, the water is ready. And your sins can be forgiven. Your iniquities can be blotted out, never to be remembered again, except sometimes by us. But God will never, never remember the sins again. Number 501. If there's anyone that has need to come, we would invite you to come as we stand and sing.
God be merciful to me. All thy grace, I rest my feet. In thy best abounding grace, my transgressions all erase. Wash me, holy, from my sin. There's blood
please. Our dearest, kind, loving, gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly bow before you this morning. So thankful for your church and thankful for your wisdom in establishing your church. Lord, thank you for the many Christians who are here, and thank you for their prayers and thank you for the help that we can provide for each other. Lord, could you please give us strength to help each other and to strength to reach out to each other. Lord, could you please be with those many Christians of our number who are ailing, those who are grieving. Lord, I pray that we're a comfort to them, and please comfort them in the way that you can. Lord, I pray that our songs that we sang this morning, I pray that they were a sweet sound to your ears. Lord, I pray that our worship was acceptable and pleasing to you. Lord, thank you for Joe and his willingness to lead, and thank you for all the other men who lead and who do such a good job at it. Thank you for our elders and their wisdom and their leadership. Lord, I know that we sin often. I know that I sin often. Please forgive me. Lord, as we leave this place, please be with us if it be your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.